Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode after a rather long sabbatical. And I say sabbatical as if I am someone rather important. It is actually just a break. It was a vacation, considering I am back in my favorite studio, which is the bathroom of our basement apartment. We are back now. A day in the life of the happiest guy. Today, in this episode, we are going to talk about community, family, and, as I say, all that love crap, also known as wading through bullshit. Okay, my name is Sri. I'm a healer, a wannabe writer, yes, very much wannabe writer, a failed activist turned stand-up, and an aspiring mama elephant, indeed. That last bit is the one that I think makes me the happiest because I'm very happy to say that me and my partner are expecting a little one very shortly, in another 3 months or so. You can find out more about me on my blog, which is loveliberationstruggle.wordpress.com. That's loveliberationstruggle.wordpress.com. Okay, now, why wading through bullshit when we talk of love, right? Like, why not talk about it in a more nice and romantic way, or like a sweeter way, etc., etc.? Well, my partner and I, we just returned a couple of weeks back from a vacation where we sort of worked through dealing with relationships with a whole lot of people. It was good, bad, everything in between. And one of the things that I have realized is that, and something that I've known for a while, obviously, but like it really hits home often, is that love, you know, community, family, etc., is not perfect. It is anything but perfect. In fact, it is loaded with dollops of insanity and cringeworthy irritability. But somewhere along the line, it's always worth it. We have to tell ourselves that, people. We have to tell ourselves that, because it is. I'd like to talk a little bit about today is how we find that love, how we figure out love which can transcend hurt, oppression, and above all, mind-boggling levels of irritation. Just, I mean, to the point where, you know, a bottle of wine becomes our best friend, you know, after a rather lengthy session with family. But you know, it's not, I don't want to put across a framework that is all doom and gloom. In fact, it's hardly doom and gloom, but it is imperfect, and it is very, very non-idealistic. And I think that's really, really crucial to finding love, to finding real love, and finding real community, and finding real family, and also realizing that there might be times when folks are not there in the ways that we might think it is, or where we might hope. That's the fact that it's not ideal. So we returned from a vacation where we got to spend some quality time, you know, with our community of loved ones in the American Midwest, mostly Minneapolis and Iowa. It was really beautiful. You know, we strengthened the bonds of love we share, and, you know, we grew fonder of our community of loved ones in Toronto, in Bangalore, all the way in India, you know, strengthening those bonds as well. You know, and I'd like to say we had fun doing all of that, but I would be lying, because sometimes bond strengthening can, there's enough bond strengthening to make you puke. Nevertheless, it works out well. It works out beautifully because, yes, there are family problems and there's family hurt, but there is also beauty in family that steps up for us, and family that like stands up for us, and our community, which is a family of our choosing, right? And that I think is really, really crucial, is how community can be so important, you know, community which ends up becoming the family of our choosing, which of course is no less difficult or no less the divides and the stuff that we need to transcend is of course important, right? Like and is all there, but it somehow, you know, when you trust and love and when you take that leap of faith and when you have that faith, it works out in the end. So let's start with I want to talk about three things. One is love that transcends hurt. Two, love that transcends oppression. And three, love that transcends, like I mentioned, mind-boggling levels of irritation. Let's start with the hurt. I'm going to come up with a personal example, right? An example is before we left on vacation, me and my wonderful brother, extremely talented, like, I mean, you know, has levels of talent that, like, I can barely aspire to. You know, we had a lovely blowout before our vacation, you know, and a lot of emotional hand-wringing. It was, it was the ultimate Tamil melodrama. But we ended by, and we managed to, like, find common ground and find that deep love that we have for each other, mixed in with the fair degree of, like, wanting to probably punch each other's lights out. But we were able to find that love through two things. One, we're both idiots. We're both men, and we're both idiots. And we have nary a clue. We don't have a fucking clue. But, however, the second thing, and this is the wonderful positive thing that we realized, is that we both lucked out big time in having life partners who are way better human beings than us and who make sure that we stay on a lovely, awesome path and, like, don't veer towards, like, you know, stupidity, don't veer towards, like, dumb ego, don't veer. I mean, like, we both have, like, male egos that, like, bear down on us, but thankfully we have wonderful partners who, like, you know, like, get us back into shape, you know, with fascinating levels of intelligence and love and just things that, like, we can't even aspire to. So that, and we both cuddle torture our cats. We love our cats, but we both cuddle torture them as well occasionally. That was the commonality, right? And that's how we managed to, like, find a wonderful common ground to, like, still continue and strengthen that love we have for each other. Then we went to the American Midwest. Now, I don't know if you have family in the American Midwest, but it's a hoot. You know, when you love people there, that's something else. It's something else to have family and to love folks who, so many of whom are so mired in a lot of insecure, fearful white privilege. I say this with a great deal of love. And you know what? I really don't give a shit if anyone thinks badly of me, because you know what? This is coming from love. So we navigated that, me and my partner, my wonderful partner, my warrior goddess of a partner, and our little one growing in her belly, whom I can't wait to meet face to face come March. Oh, goodness, that is just, it has been the most amazing journey ever. And a little sidetrack, sorry about that. All right. So we navigated that through pain, through hurt, and then we came back and, like, you know, somehow managed to figure that stuff out and realized that, like, you know, some bonds are not as strong as we thought they would be, but some bonds are, and, like, we strengthen friendships and love that that really met us halfway. Beautiful times that we had with our friends in Des Moines, friends in Minneapolis, just beautiful, beautiful times, but also painful times as well, you know. So I wish I could go through details, but I don't really want to. I don't want to give away things without, like, obviously asking permission. And then finally, following that vacation, we came home to Toronto, one of our homes, which is Toronto, and realized that, like, came home to, like, more community, that we had to, you know, that we built and new journeys that we embarked on. And with the realization that food, wine, a little herb here and there, actually, you know, can really help as well. So what is the lesson we learned from all of this? What is the lesson that I learned from this? It is that if we expect love, if we expect community, if we expect family to be perfect, if we expect it to be ideal, if we expect it to be having some kind of homogenous way of thinking, it's not going to happen that way. But it has to be healing and it has to be liberating. And if love and community and family is not healing and liberating, it can't sustain itself. It has to be healing. It has to be liberating. And very importantly, it has to be filled with a lot of joy. It has to be filled with a lot of joy. To that end, I feel like I would like to end with a song, right? I'm a very mediocre guitar player and a very mediocre singer. So I plan on ending with a little cacophony. That's my guitar banging against the feet. So here goes. In honor of this imperfect, non-idealistic, irritating as hell process of building a community of loved ones across borders, nevertheless filled with a lot of healing, liberation, and joy, I give you a cover of the Beatles' You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. This is Sri. You can know more about me. You can find out more about me at loveliberationstruggle.wordpress.com. All right, here goes.
Got to hide your love away.
there we go. On that cacophonic note, end of our episode. Join me again for our next episode. We have no idea when that will be, but hopefully a week from now. This is Sri signing off in a day of the life of the happiest guy. Find out more about me. Read up on my articles at loveliberationstruggle.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.